Our first segment is with author Donald Mann, who's at home in Pennsylvania, I'm thinking, this morning. Donald, good morning.
Hey, how you doing this morning? I am in Pennsylvania, and it's great and lovely here with the fall colors.
Great. We don't have fall colors too much yet. We are getting a little bit of a change of season. We're pretty high altitude out here, about 3,500 feet or so. So we've got that crisp weather back with us now.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of nice to have as the change of season comes about. So our topic today, how political slogans influence the vote. Give me some examples.
Okay, well, some of the examples, of course, the greatest one that I know of, and most everybody seems to remember, even if they weren't born then, was I Like Ike.
It's the first one I thought of, yeah.
Yep, and really it's a highly, very well engineered, because when you got to the voting booth and you didn't know who to vote for, you could always go, I Like Ike. And that's sort of the purpose of the political slogans. The slogans are actually just a part of the whole overall campaign that goes through. What they've discovered is that, of course, people encapsulate on a small short term. Mr. Obama's slogan right now is forward, and Mr. Romney's slogan right now is believe in America. And so neither one of those necessarily is as powerful as I Like Ike in the voting booth, but they are designed to get you to, when you get into the voting booth, to vote for the one that struck you as the best one to vote for.
It seems like campaigns nowadays are so highly scrutinized, engineered. They're done with marketing groups, and they really are trying to take all the chance out of it and make it all a science, don't they?
Actually, absolutely. Probably the greatest advertising program in the world is the American political elections. They use the top Madison Avenue experts. They use the top scientists and mental engineers, or if you will, psychologists and neuroscientists, to pick on words and statements and phrases that will trigger to people's existing feelings and get them to act on emotion, which is the good part and the bad part. The good part may be if it works for you, but the negative part is that most of the emotions that they trigger are fear emotions. Because they've discovered that program campaigns that operate on fear are far more successful than positive campaigns.
Now, fear motivation would seem to favor the challenger rather than the incumbent in any race.
Well, it really doesn't make much difference. In other words, the messages are, they've discovered, somewhere between 1 and 5% positive, and the rest of it is all negative, is what wins elections. And so they're both going to be mudslinging, go throwing all negatives. The problem we have with that is that the impact on the people is it puts them into emotions. They start getting operating in fear. And when you get in fear, you can't think clearly. All you want to do is get the classic flight or fight mode. You want to no longer think deeply about it. You're operating by emotions. And you're really not even in a rational state at that point in mind. That's what they want you to do. They want to control you so that you vote for them on the election day.
Now, as tightly controlled as they would like to believe that, and effective as they are, there are things that happen that the handlers, I'll call them, don't really have control over. I'm thinking of back to the primaries. We had the sweater vest. We had the Etch-a-Sketch in the last debate. We had Big Bird come out. And the public just latched onto these things.
Well, it's actually the whole process of this program is to pick into memories that people already have inside of them and latch onto them. So somehow they're picking on things that they can get into. Mostly it's all negative. In other words, that the assault that supposedly that they're using on Big Bird is all negative. Somehow that Romney doesn't like Big Bird. That's not what he said in the debate, but that's what they've turned it into. So they're going to take anything they can and turn it into a message that people seem to respond to and get them to operate in fear and anger.
With the vice presidential debate coming up tonight, what do you think we can expect to see?
I think that you'll expect to see a very interesting debate in terms of what they do. Everybody, of course, wants to see that Mr. Biden, how well he does relative to the kinds of things he said recently in the past. But at the end of the day, you're going to see focused arguments and discussions. You're going to see them attacking each other and their programs. I think you'll see more of that in the vice president than you did actually in the presidential first debate. And at the end of the day, without a doubt, you're going to hear about it tomorrow. Certain slogans and pitches and bold things out looking forward to use to manipulate and control people to voting for the guy they want to.
That's really what it comes down to when it comes to political slogans.
Right. They're going to use every event to do that. The problem with the whole process is that the constant barrage of negative slogans actually attacks each individual's personal self-identity. It gets them into fear, gets them emotions, and makes them feel they're helpless and unable to respond. The effect is that only people that have a strong self-identity are going to be able to withstand that. And, of course, this is the crafting of Madison Avenue and advertising programs in general that are aimed to get you to do what somebody else wants you to do.
Very good. If you want to find out more about what Donald Mann has to say, Don, where should we go on the web?
Okay, go on the web. My book is called OKGodNowWhat.com. It's how to use slogans and affirmations to improve your life, to give you breakthroughs and release you with the best that God has to offer. Again, it's OKGodNowWhat.com. If you go there, you can get a free list of my top 10 affirmations that you can use to scrub your mind clean of all the negative stuff you're hearing in this political campaign.
All right, Donald Mann, author, and Don, have a great day.
Hey, you too. Thanks a lot. Have a wonderful day.
It's rental return season.